Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in for another exciting WFHB Firehouse session. This is Abby, and I'm very happy to be here with Austin, Texas indie rock band Good Looks. Thank you so much for making the time to come in, you guys.
Absolutely.
We are so excited about your show tonight at the Bishop. Tyler, could you introduce the band?
Yeah. Well, on lead guitar, we've got Jake Ames, and playing the bass is Harrison Anderson. Philip Dunn on the drums.
Howdy.
And I am Tyler Jordan, playing guitar and vocals.
Wonderful. Well, we will have the chance to talk more with Good Looks, but first, would you like to start us out with a song?
Yeah, sounds good. This one's called Self-Destructor.
Just fine. Self-destructive. Sorry if it didn't seem like I was listening. Sorry if my face was full of criticism. Walk into a room, try to pick a fight. But you said the victim is self-destructive. Divine. Self-destructive.
Looks here on WFHB in town for their show tonight at the Bishop. Well, we are so excited to have you in Bloomington. You mentioned this is your first time?
Yeah, it's our first time through.
Excellent. Well, we are happy that you're here. Your new album, your sophomore album, Lived Here for a While, just came out on June 6th via Keeled Scales, and it's in rotation here at WFHB, and I love it.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
It's so good. Your music has a really familiar vibe, and I keep seeing it referred to as Heartland Rock, which I think is a good descriptor. How would you guys describe your sound?
I don't, it's like...
you wouldn't.
No, I don't know. It's we call it songwriter rock and roll. It's not so far from like Kurt Vile or War on Drugs, maybe a little bit gnarlier guitar solos, but... kind of in that realm.
Yeah, the Heartland. I feel like every time I hear Heartland Rock, I always think about the old Chevrolet commercials with Bob Seger.
Right.
This is probably a little uncouth for radio, but I like to call it Fartland Rock because we're from the Gulf Coast where it smells really bad, and all the like the oil and plastics manufacturing.
You should change your bio and everything.
Yeah. That's how we're going from here on out.
Well. Your album actually deals with some really heavy content, which is probably a reason I like it so much. You talk about religion and family problems. You humanize the South in a way that is different, I feel like. Like S.G. Goodman, I feel those vibes from her.
You.
Yeah. And you talk about the gentrification of Austin. Is it really important to you to be completely honest with your lyrics?
Yeah, I mean, well, when I first started writing songs, I think my biggest concern was trying not to sound like an idiot. And so I found that if I wrote really literal songs, that would be the way to go, you know, because I don't know, there's just a lot of people around me writing songs about, you know, stuff they had no idea about. So I just write about what I know and try to be as honest as I can while I do it, because it feels good to sing the truth, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think now would be a great time for another song.
Okay, great. We're going to do it.
Awesome.
This next song is called Vaughn.
Got my dial set on my karma. Hurts me to kind of head for
You've been listening to Good Looks here on WFHB ahead of their show tonight at the Bishop. Well, you had an interesting predicament with the release of your debut album, Bummer Year. Can you share with us how you ended up recording the album in 2018 and then waiting?
Yeah. So we made a record in 2018 and it was fully finished by 2019. And just as soon as we found a home for it on Keeled Scales and started kind of getting ready to release it, the pandemic happened, which affected a lot of people, but I really feel like we had it the worst, you know. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of people out there that had a rough time, but it did affect our album. And so we just sat on it. The label didn't want to put it out. We didn't want to put it out unless we could tour it. And so we waited, and then it came out in 2022. So.
And then you released it in 2022.
That's right.
And then you had a celebratory record release show.
That's right.
And then you had something terrible happen
again. Yeah, that's right. This guy across the way from me, Jake here, he walked in front of a car.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a dodging thing happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we are glad you're okay.
A failed dodge.
it was a dodge.
It was a dodge.
And that hit you, but then a failed dodge of your own.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, we are glad you're okay. Your playing is amazing.
Oh,
so
thank you.
We could be dead. That's right.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're not. Well, both albums were so worth the wait, and I'm really excited to see what's next for you guys. You've got something going.
Well, that's very kind.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Before you play another song for us, what is the best thing about being from Austin?
Oh, Phil. Phil maybe answers this one.
Yeah, I guess I'm the only person who's actually born and raised. So.
Oh, nice.
The best thing about being there? I don't know. It's just a lot of outdoorsy stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My family's there. It's just a really good town, good people. It's a big city in a small town. That's the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think there's a lot of really great natural swimming spots. I think Barton Springs is, everybody knows about it, but it is like kind of the crown jewel of town, and a constant 67 degrees all year long. I think that's a really sweet spot. And I don't know. There's just a lot of really good music. There's music every night of the week, and
it's great.
It's a little bit of a struggle, I think, because the city's getting really expensive, and I think that's pushing musicians out. So, we'll see what happens with the future of it. But right now, it's still kind of a booming music scene. So,
well, my next question was, what is the hardest thing about being a band from Austin?
I think the hardest thing is that there's actually not a lot of, I think there's not a lot of national music industry there. And so a lot of bands climb to the top of the scene in Austin, but it doesn't go anywhere a lot of times. Like, it's hard to get noticed and recognized, and it's hard to tour out of there because it's so far from everything, kind of.
Mm-hmm. It's the reason why they call it the live music capital, right? The live music capital of the world. It's like, I feel like there's a lot more connotations to that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not the it's not the recorded music.
Yeah.
So you're on the road right now. How long have you been on tour?
I think we're at about a week and a half or so.
Mm-hmm. And you have a few more.
Yeah, there's a few more dates on this run, and then we go out for another 3 weeks and at the end of July. So.
Are there things you do to take care of yourselves when you're out on the road?
Some of us more than others. Yeah.
Well, I will say under the connotations of the way that we do, the way that Tyler kind of runs the ship is that it's actually pretty scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we have hotels we stay in every night. I mean, we maybe don't eat or drink maybe the best things, but we at least have like the ability or the access to get like mostly a full night's sleep.
That's good.
Yeah. I was going to say Phil does like, maybe 3 shots instead of 4 or something.
Yeah. Jägermeister has medicinal qualities.
That's what keeps you going on the road, huh? Well, I think we have time for another song.
Oh, man, that's great. We'd love to play you one.
Awesome.
This one is called Can You See Me Tonight?
see me tonight, mama. I'm still trying to win you over. As I'm facing a crowd, these ain't nothing but perfect strangers. I keep driving around, but try to make some strangers love me. By the end of tonight, I say myself hoarse and I still feel empty. That's the way, that's the way I want it to be. And it's okay, that's the way. Got my team talks to me. And it's okay, that's the way, honey. Turning all the evil to good. And it's okay, that's the way, mama. Changing it like you never could. I'm changing it like you never could. See me tonight, mama. I'm still trying to let her love me. Always on a wall, even when I'm in perfect safety. I keep knocking them down, try to let her love surround me for the rest of my life. Try to take it out, but it's always with me. That's the way. That's the way I want it to be. And it's okay. That's the way. Got my time between the docks. And it's okay. That's the way, honey. Turning all the evil to good. And it's okay. That's the way, mama. Changing it like you never could. I'm changing it like you never could. Now I'm changing it like you never could.
Listening to Good Looks here on WFHB. That was so good. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Where can our listeners find your music and connect with you online?
Well, we are on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We are at Good Looks Band on those platforms. You could pick up a record at keeledscales.com. You can hear us on Spotify or your streaming platform of choice. We're on all of them. So, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for making the time to come in and do this. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you for having us.
You can see Good Looks tonight at the Bishop with Fox Body. The show starts at 9 p.m. This is your host, music director, and Firehouse Session producer, Abby Neruzzi. And I'd like to give many thanks to our general manager, Jar Turner, engineers Chama Henry, Alyssa Gray, Marcus Drolet, Audrey Olette, and to you for tuning in to WFHB. And thank you, Jim. Taking it back over to you in the air room.
All right, thank you, Abby.
Yay!